Are you looking for electrical services? SER Electrical Services is who you need to call. 240-274-5258. Our goal is to deliver total customer satisfaction with excellence and professionalism in all the electrical services we provide. Our master electrician has over 20 years' experience serving the local area. We've been committed to serving our clients with integrity, competence, and quality services. Whether you are remodeling your home, you need panel upgrades, installing recessed lights or ceiling fans, or even if you need a residential generator install, call SER Electrical Services. No job is too big or too small. We work with our clients to bring good things to light. Call SER Electrical Services 240-274-5258.
So, let's talk about the power of prayer. You know, sometimes we go through things and it seems like it's never ending. But if we take account of all the things that we felt were never ending, and they actually came to an end because we surrendered unto the will of God, you will find how effective the power of prayer really is. Now, continuing in this series, The Power of Prayer, I want us to reflect for a minute a time in our lives where we were going through something and it seemed like it was unbearable. And I would like for you to reflect on how it felt and what you did during that period of time when things felt like they were unbearable for you. Then I would like to ask you, did you pray? Did you ask God, the universe, to help you? Did you seek out Jesus, our Lord, our Savior? Did you even commit your life to Him or give Him a promise or a vow that if He would remove that thing, that feeling, that person, restore what you may have lost or hurt that you may have experienced, to heal you from it? Did at any point in time you pray, even if it was something simple as, Jesus, help me. Oh my God, I need your help. Or you pleaded with the universe to give you what you felt you needed? Think about it. And in that time frame, as you were going through that situation, and you look back now, can you see where your prayer may have been answered? I'm going to bet everything I own that the answer is yes. And I will bet everything I own because I know the power of prayer. Now, there's some fundamental facts about prayer. One, we should do it every day, often. Number two, God does hear our prayer. Number three, we don't always hear our prayers being answered from God because we're so active in the world. And our minds are busy, and more busier now than ever before. Number four, He answered the prayer. Number five, if He hasn't answered it yet, it is on the way. And you say, if one of four you've accomplished, then you understand the power of prayer and how effective. realize it and we commune with God in our hearts. If you're on fundamental fact number 5 and you have not yet seen the manifestation of your prayer request or your plea unto the universe, then you will see soon enough that whatever you're going through, you will be lifted up out of it, or you will be healed from it in the name of Jesus. In my previous podcast with my special guest, Miss Jacqueline Freeman, we talked about the power of prayer. We talked about how prayer can change things in an instant or over a period of time. So if you prayed something recently and you don't think that you've seen it answered, stay vigilant. Keep watch. See how God shifts things in the universe, which He created. There is no other God than Him. How He shifts things, moves you, people, objects, events, so that they all become aligned to answer your prayer request. It's like as the sunrise, there's a process. You go through nighttime, right? You see the moon sometimes, you see the stars sometimes. Sometimes it's just dark because it's cloudy. But soon enough, you start to get a glimpse of light. And if you look out over the horizon, you'll start to see a glow. That's God shifting things in your favor. If we don't ask God for what our desires are within our heart, we're doing ourselves a disservice. Because now we've thought that us, little old you, little old me, can make things happen on our own. And so many of us feel like we have to do things on our own. And I'll tell you why. Because the enemy has given us the spirit of fear, which is the exact opposite of what God has given us. He has given us the spirit of peace, love, and certainty. And just as that sun is rising over the horizon, your prayers are in the process of being answered. So I say to you, whatever you've prayed for, be patient. It is coming. This is somewhat of a prophetic word, and I can say it because God is putting it in my spirit right now, that whatever you have asked of Him, it is on the way. We have a tendency of putting God in a time box. I'm guilty of it. No one is exempt from it. I think it's a process that we go through this journey called life, that we soon learn, soon enough, that we can't time box God, nor can we restrict Him to one thing, because He is the God over everything, and His time is not always our time. See, we feel immediately we need results. And in some cases, God provides those results to us immediately, as I said earlier. But God sometimes wants us to develop patience, to develop communion with Him, which means you might have to go through a little longer than you like. But He wants to see where your faith is. He wants you to build up your faith in Him to trust him. In the book of Genesis, Abraham and Sarah went through a long trial of trying to have a child. God sent angels, sent the message, told them they would have a child. But by then they were so old, they both felt, oh, how could that be? Sarah felt like, you know, I'm in menopause or postmenopause, probably at that point. She was probably post because I believe she was like 80 plus years old. And Abraham was, I think, well over 100. Go figure. You think, were they even having sex? You know, at that age. Or as my grandmama used to say, patting and feeling. You know? But they took things into their own hands because they got impatient with God. Even though they had asked God, they became impatient with God. And God allowed them to experience what a delay looked like. Right? They wanted Hagar to have a baby because they thought that that would be the way in which that baby came. But no, God said, no, I told you, you would bear a child. Right? Some of us are so impatient and we do things and we take things into our own hands and think we can make it happen faster. Well, I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, that that is so far from the truth. There is nothing we can do to make anything happen faster than what God has already purposed it to be. Okay? So just as the sun rises over the horizon, soon enough, it comes into a full circle. Where the sun has risen, and in effect, what I'm saying is your prayers are answered, and your request is complete. And if you stay the course during these trials, you will start to develop faith you never knew. You begin to develop not just faith, but a true relationship with the Father. And in that relationship with the Father, you'll be handsomely rewarded. You'll have peace. You'll have reassurance. You'll have rest. You'll have restoration. You'll have joy. You'll have happiness. And you'll have growth. And you will soon see that there is nothing impossible for our God. Nothing. Remember, God created man in his own image. And another way to look at that is if you have children, they are created in your image, in your physical image. You see yourself in them, not just in their physical, but in their characteristics. The things they do, how they move, how they smile. So, and you know, the love, I mean the deep, passionate love where they can do no wrong. Because you see yourself in them. And you know, even if they aren't the best that you want them to be, you know the potential is there. And what do? You fight through. You push through it. You discipline them. Okay? But you never stop loving them. That's what God is to us. We are His children, formed in His image, whom He loves. He knows the contents of our heart, and He knows the abilities that He's given us. So He never gives up on us. Never, ever, ever gives up on us. So why, tell me, should we give up on Him? If you have not prayed today, I will offer you to pray with me right now. Father God, in the mighty and awesome name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we come before your heavenly throne, Lord, to first and foremost to say thank you. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to come into your presence with assurance that you hear our cries, that you hear our prayers, that you hear our requests, oh God, and that you, just as you raise the sun from the horizon of the earth, you will raise up our blessings to cover our prayer request. Father God, we thank you for your glory, for your mercies, for your favor, Lord. And we ask right now that those who are listening, whatever they stand in need of, be it a health issue, be it an employment issue, be it a financial issue, whatever it is, whether they're struggling, Lord, to raise their children, whether they're struggling, Lord, in their business, can't seem to make the books equal up, whether they're struggling with an addiction, oh God, I ask in the awesome name of Jesus that you will heal and deliver those right now who are listening to my voice, that you will remove anything negative in their life today to help them to see your glory, and that they will see you in a way that they may have never seen you before, oh God, that you will show up in their lives and show them that you are the mighty and awesome God who can do anything and is willing to help us through anything. I thank you, Father, for the blessings that are about to come upon us today. For I know and I trust that you hear my prayer on behalf of your children, whom you love and created in the image of you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Before you can help somebody else, you have to be able to help yourself. WISH, empower me. That's what WISH stands for, Women Interested in Self-Help. We're here to talk about ways that we can break strongholds, move beyond our past, and live our best life. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor FM, Radio Cast, and start living your best life today.